This is ReachMD, and you're listening to Conversations on Colorectal Cancer, sponsored by Lilly. On this episode titled, What is the role of KRAS testing in therapeutic decision-making for MCRC? We will hear from Dr. Richard Kim from Moffitt Cancer Center.
KRAS testing in colon cancer is important for many reasons. KRAS is a predictive marker in patients who will benefit from anti-EGFR drugs such as cetuximab or panitumumab. In the past, if you look at the incidence of the KRAS mutations, we typically looked at KRAS exon 2, codon 12 and 13, which accounts for about 40% of the patient. And patients with KRAS mutations did not benefit from anti-EGFR drugs. However, now there's data that we have to look at beyond the KRAS exon 2, look at NRAS and the HRAS. And that accounts for an additional 15 to 20% of the patients. It is very important to look at those mutations as well, because we know that patients with a RAS mutation other than a KRAS, codon 12 and 13, also do not benefit from the anti-EGFR drug. Furthermore, it can actually be detrimental to patients. Therefore, any patient who is diagnosed with a stage 4 colorectal cancer, it is recommended by the NCCN and the ASCO guideline that we test for the KRAS upfront to determine which patient will possibly benefit from anti-EGFR drugs.
The preceding program was sponsored by Lilly. Content for this series is produced and controlled by ReachMD. This series is intended for healthcare professionals only. To revisit any part of this discussion and to access other episodes in this series, visit reachmd.com/mcrc. Thank you for listening. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.